T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Show the camera, John Rich. It is 94 at WIP. All right, NBA trying to get back. We got Shirley here to their details of what they're hoping to do. A lot of conversation today about Major League Baseball. Would it actually be devastating for baseball if there is no 2020? I mean, it would be a tremendous bummer. I mean, it would be, it would make 2020 even worse than it's already been. And, oh, it's been really bad. there's no doubt about it. I can't wait till the ball drops, John. There might be no one in Times Square.
Oh, wow.
But I can't.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
But I just, give us that moment, please.
I think we all, I don't think there's anyone alive who is not ready for 2021 already.
I mean, my God. But
yeah,
anyway.
Worst year.
It's, oh, well, we'll all go down. Like, we will all look back on our lives and hopefully 2020 was the worst year. But,
right.
Like, it's like, I don't think there's a person alive right now who this has not been their worst year.
Yeah, well.
At least.
From a national standpoint, 2001, obviously, was September 11th. So
it's a good point.
It's the worst since then from a national standpoint. And it's rough, man. But anyway, as far as baseball goes, I really do think it is an overrated concept that so many people would be, as people said in the first hour, I'm done with baseball if they don't play this year. People will watch. Let's go to the phones. Sean and King of Prussia. What's up, Sean?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, John?
Hi, Sean.
Yo, Richie, did you see that one Tom Cruise movie, the one with the blonde?
Yes,
it was good.
I
mean, one was good, the one with the brunette, but I mean,
I like the one with the redhead personally.
The
but...
girl with the red hair, that one is.
Has she been in? Has he been in a movie with a redhead?
Well, Edge of Tomorrow, just said it's Emily Blunt.
Oh, then there you go.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Okay,
Groundhog Day in space.
Brown. Well, she was brown hair or black hair or Andy McDowell. What would you call her?
No, the.
The movie Edge of Tomorrow.
No, I know you say Groundhog Day.
Because
right?
That movie is about reliving the same day, Cruise movie.
Fair
that's
enough.
Why I said it.
Yeah, well, I'm just giving a little Andy McDowell knowledge. It was also in St. Elmo's Fire.
I actually also watched Groundhog Day recently.
Okay, there it
How
is.
About that?
All right, Sean, what do you got on baseball?
Great movie.
Yeah, it is.
I notice I get off topic very quickly when I get on the phone with you guys.
Sometimes, yeah.
Joe, you know, I was caller 1, 2, and 3 yesterday. Beat the hammer, but unfortunately, I guess you chose the fourth caller?
Well, I don't choose anything. I might have said.
Joe got rocked.
I lost.
I know. I don't even know how that happened. So I was 1, 2, and 3 on the contest line.
Did you? How did you score?
This can at least verify I actually take the fourth caller. There's no chicanery going on here.
Well, wait a minute, Sean. Hold on a second.
5 out of 5, Richie.
Did you call from 3 different phones?
Well, definitely call in next week and dominate him, please.
I did not, Joe. Just 2.
Okay. Well, I guess it's because there's only one line.
There's only one line.
You hang up and hit redial.
Exactly.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. I got a system. Anyway.
Well, I don't like to hear this. I mean, this no.
Keep doing the system, and you'll be the right caller.
If it works.
Okay. Well, the number's going higher from now on. Sean, what do you got? You just made Seltzer's life harder and yours. But what do you got here on baseball, Sean?
Hey, Joe. If me and you were the only ones in that park when they resume. We'll have the whole place to ourselves.
Absolutely.
But I guarantee you, everybody that is saying they're done with baseball, the minute that TV goes on and that first pitch is thrown out, everything is thrown out the window. And whoever is a baseball fan, I guarantee you, will be watching baseball.
Yeah. Listen, there will be some people in 2021 that will stay away for a little bit. But the vast majority will be there or be watching. And there is no doubt that give it a year or two, pretty much everyone will be back. That's the way it goes every single time.
You're right.
Yep. All right, Sean, what do you got here about something space-related, movie or show?
Ooh, I got 2 Titans here. I'm going to go with this one because I know the other one you guys would hate on. We'll go Apollo 13.
Apollo 13.
Strong answer.
A wonderful movie.
It's a great movie. Yep. It really
is. It's been a while since I've seen that one, but I remember the last time I saw it, and this was probably, I don't know, 15 years ago. I remember thinking, that is incredible. I don't know why it's been so long since I've seen Apollo 13.
You should watch it.
I
saw it within the last year for the first time, like since it came out.
So good.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Like, just a really good movie.
You had something to say there when Sean was talking about baseball. What were you going to? I saw you clamoring, ready to clamor.
Well, Sean was on your side saying that everyone will just automatically forgive and forget as it pertains to baseball.
Not forget.
Even though they're taking us on this ride.
But, John, it's not even forgive. It's actually neither. I haven't forgiven nor forgotten about 1994. I've just said, hey, baseball's on my television. I'll watch.
Yeah.
I didn't forgive or forget.
I feel like this is breaking new ground. This is covering an area that has never been covered before.
I know.
And there's a lot of animosity toward baseball. You know, people don't even have to pick sides. It's like everyone is the bad guy right now, the players and the owners. And if this season ends up not being played because for health reasons, everyone will understand. If it ends up not being played for money, I don't think that's something the sport recovers from as easily as you do. You and Sean just seem to think it's going to go away and be quickly forgiven.
I just don't know.
Or whatever.
Like, I love the sport. I don't know what I would do.
You're saying it's just automatic that people turn it on and tune it in.
I'm telling
and
you.
I think people will go the other direction. Like, they will actively pursue not paying attention to baseball because they will resent baseball.
April 1st, 2021 at 3 p.m. at Citizens Bank Park and on WIP. Game's on. I mean, let's go. I mean, it's the way it's going to be. John James, we're going to be down there. People are going to 45,000, whatever it is. People are going to be watching and listening. I mean, all right, speaking of sports, hopefully coming back, the NBA trying to finalize their plans. They've made a lot of progress here. And this isn't really the economic stuff. This is just more the structure of playoffs, and do we have regular season games or not, and do we have all 30 teams or 16 teams or more than 16? All right, so here's what it looks like for basketball. Now, they've got a board of governors call tomorrow, one person for each team representing, you know, each team, board of governors in the NBA. They might take a vote tomorrow. If they do, they need three-quarters of the teams in order to pass, you know, the resolution of how they would bring this back. Here, without having all the details because we don't have them all, here are some of the main details that to this point we have an understanding that they're moving toward. It's not going to be all 30 teams, but it's also not going to be just 16 playoff teams. It looks like they're moving to 22 teams. Now, there's a really interesting imbalance here. You got your eight teams in the East and the eight teams in the West that would be, you know, your top eight at this point. But they would invite one more team from the East for a total of nine from the East, but five from the West. And I think this is great. Now, a lot of people might not like this. Basically, if you look at the standings, we don't have to go through the whole thing, but if you look at the standings, there are teams in the West more bunched up near that eight seed, whereas in the East, there's really only one team near that eight seed. And so they're saying, we're not going to say, like hockey, it has to be, you know, four from the East and four from the West. We're saying it's one from the East and five from the West. I mean, and I'm sure that is, you know, controversial in NBA circles, and we'll see if it gets passage on that basis, but that's what they're trying to angle for. Now, they're also looking at regular season games happening when play resumes. We don't know how many this would be. This would obviously give them a chance to make some extra bucks, get some guys in some shape. I would say this would be a plus for Joel Embiid. I'd rather Joel Embiid have five games to get ready for the playoffs instead of zero games to get ready for the playoffs. I don't know how many it'll be, but it looks like they're thinking in terms of some regular season games, some play-in games. Play-in games obviously would be for those Western teams primarily and maybe the one team in the East. If the nine seed is close enough to the eight seed, they got to figure out how that's going to be. And then obviously what they think is going to be a pretty robust playoff. With all of this designed, at least as of now, to start July 31st and with the possible end date Game 7 of the NBA Finals that they follow this calendar would be October the 12th. John James, when you hear these details, including the imbalance, what it means for the 76ers, Sixers, you know, presumably wouldn't have to have any play-in stuff. I mean, they don't have to play in. They're a 6 seed right now. They're not going to drop to the 8 seed, so there's no fear of that. A couple regular season games in all likelihood for Embiid and Simmons and the team to try to gel. From a Sixers standpoint, from an NBA standpoint, John and James, what hits you when you hear those details?
Well, I think it's fair that you have the, you know, better conference represented more robustly in the postseason. I like that. I agree with you.
I mean, you couldn't possibly have the Hawks and Knicks.
No.
Teams with like 20 wins.
No,
that
this
are
is
like,
fair.
Yeah.
No matter, like, if you don't like it, I understand being a stickler for, you know, whatever, the numbers, the tradition, all that. This
right.
is, like, it's a break from tradition. It's completely different. Throw out what you knew.
Yep.
Because this is new, and I'm okay with it. I think it's good. I like the idea of having more games to play in. I think we need them.
Yep.
Personally, like more than most teams, and we can use all the help we can get here.
I'm laughing because the Sixers are like, you know what? 5 games, we're going to sit Embiid out. We're going to rest him for the playoffs. You imagine that? We're resting him. We're resting him for the playoffs. Hasn't had enough time to rest yet. I think generally it's good. James, your impression when you hear these details, again, this is not finalized. It's what it sounds like the NBA is headed toward. What hits you, James, when you hear these details?
Yeah, I'm kind of where you guys are. I have no problem with the teams in the East that don't deserve to be there being there. And I think this is as good a solution as they're going to find. So.
You like some regular season games?
Yeah, look, I think they have to do something, right? Whether it's, you know, you can only train with your own team so much without getting back into basketball shape. I think some sort of, even if they're not going 100%, some sort of
right.
competitive thing to get people back in shape, I think is important.
I mean, hockey is doing that. It sounds like we think it's 3 games, although I don't think we know for sure. But for the Flyers, top 4 seeds playing, you know, the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seed playing each other with a chance to create some reseeding there.
Yeah, round robin,
right.
They're calling it.
So I think it's wise to have – first off, I think people, I mean, would watch, obviously. We're going to finally – look, I hope the two leagues don't start on the same day. I mean, they're both talking about July. I mean, that's one thing that hits me. Can we please not have both sports come back on the same day? I mean, I know we're dying for sports here, but can one of you pick a Monday and one of you pick a Tuesday?
I don't have a problem with it at all. It's better.
Joe, that's why you can have 2 TVs in your basement like this.
Listen,
guy.
All right, James, there's going to be a lot of that. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I know.
The
I
Sixers
know.
And Flyers.
I'm with you. If we have a choice, why not?
Sixers How's and Flyers right? are going to play probably playoff games on the same nights, and I'll accept that. There's nothing we can do about that. But let's not have both leagues start on the same day. That's the way I see
it. I think some of the interesting stuff that I've read, the stuff that's being thrown around to try to figure out how to allow home court advantage to actually
Ooh,
exist.
What are you saying?
They're throwing out ideas. Of course, these are just brainstorming ideas right now.
Okay.
But they're saying like the higher seeded team would be awarded the first possession of the second, third, and fourth quarters.
I think
you know,
that's
after
fair.
The jump ball,
yeah, that's reasonable.
The home team gets the ball more. They're also said, like proposing, some people are,
okay,
that the higher seeded team would be allowed to designate one player to be able to be whistled for 7 fouls
okay.
instead of 6.
Greek Freak gets 7 fouls.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, it's a fun idea.
The higher seeded team gets an extra coaches challenged. The higher seeded team being able to transport their actual hardwood home court from their arenas Orlando to preserve the feel of their home playing experience.
All right, we've reached it. I was wondering when we would reach the limit. That's the
right.
limit right there.
I'm all for the Bucks pushing it because the Bucks are getting jobbed here. But,
yeah, big time.
But let's not transport courts.
Well, also,
it just seems like a lot to ask. I mean,
playoff
right?
teams in order of seeding would get first choice on which hotel they would stay in,
okay.
like at the
fine with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What about
there's
what about,
a lot that goes into this?
What about the Bucks start with a 6-0 lead?
Yeah, sure.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. Hey, coming up 11:30 this day in sports history. We got a great one today at 11:30. We'll play you some audio of one of our favorite moments in Philly sports in recent years. We'll hit that. We'll rock the calls as well. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.